flu is always a threat to the very young and the very old, but public health officials live in fear of another flu pandemic like the one that began in 1918. That year's version of the flu virus killed millions of people around the world, especially people in their prime. For decades, scientists have been trying to understand what made that year's virus so deadly. NPR's John Hamilton reports on new research that suggests they're getting closer to an answer.
There are flu seasons, and then there was 1918. Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger says that's why scientists are so determined to figure out precisely what happened.
At least 40 million people died during the outbreak in late 1918, early 1919, making it one of the most lethal infectious disease outbreaks in history. So clearly this is an example of what an influenza virus pandemic is capable of doing, and we need to understand why that is, because if it happened once, it's certainly possible it could happen again.
Taubenberger works at the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology in Rockville, Maryland. He says each year's strain of flu is different. He spent the past few years extracting bits of the 1918 flu's genetic code from the remains of people who died in the pandemic. Taubenberger says that's allowed scientists to recreate portions of the deadly virus for experiments.
We're able to actually reconstruct 1918 genes and then put them into other influenza viruses.
That lets scientists infect animals with different sections of the 1918 flu virus and study their effects. Many researchers believe that the gene for a protein called hemagglutinin was the reason it was so lethal. Dr. Yoshihiro Kawaoka of the University of Wisconsin created a flu virus that included the 1918 version of this protein. His team used it to infect mice.
What we found is that in mice, this virus was highly pathogenic, meaning it kills mice. And in the lung of a mouse infected with this virus, we saw extensive hemorrhage. That was seen in 1918 in humans who were infected with this virus.
The findings appear in this week's issue of the journal Nature. They add to the evidence that hemagglutinin played a key role in making the 1918 strain so deadly. But Taubenberger says some major questions remain. One is whether hemagglutinin causes the same symptoms in humans as in mice. Another is whether this protein on its own can explain one of the most puzzling things about the 1918 flu.
In 1918, while both the elderly and newborns had high death rates to the 1918 virus, what we saw was a huge peak of mortality in young, healthy adults. This is the biggest mystery of 1918, and I think really is the keystone to understanding what happened.
Taubenberger says the 1918 virus, like many influenzas, appears to have jumped from birds to humans. He says understanding the genetic changes that allowed it to successfully make that jump could also account for the deadliness of the virus. And they could help people know how much to worry about bird viruses now in Asia.
So the question is, are these viruses now circulating throughout Southeast Asia actually adapting to humans or not? And unfortunately, at this point, we don't know the rules, but I really feel confident that this kind of experiments will lead us to actually understanding what some of those rules are in the future.
Taubenberger says other clues may emerge as his team examines more pieces of the 1918 virus. John Hamilton, NPR News.
And you can find more information about this year's flu vaccine shortage, including answers to commonly asked questions, at our website, npr.org.